What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our Wednesday morning look. Yes, our midweek look. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. In a movement that has captured the attention of the national political scene, the deputies of the Realizing Goals, the RM party, Aline Cedeño, Dana Castaneda, and Ronald De Garcia have expressed their interest in leading the board of directors of the National Assembly. This aspiration marks a crucial moment for the party, which seeks to consolidate its influence and leadership in the legislature at a time when there is nothing clear about who the next president of the legislature could be. The names have been confirmed by former President Ricardo Martinelli himself on his X account in the last 2 days. And on Tuesday, Martinelli announced that Castaneda is also interested in being a candidate. We will wait till today, 5 p.m, to see if there are any other interested parties, the former president stressed. In fact, Castaneda, currently Under-Secretary of the National Assembly, visited the former president of the Republic in the morning at the Nicaraguan embassy, where he has been now in asylum since the 7th of February. This is to evade, of course, his sentence for the new business case. The elected representative arrived about 9:40 a.m., and left the diplomatic headquarters at 10:55 a.m. Castaneda's seat was in the eye of the storm after an electoral court decided to disqualify her because she did not resign her position in the legislature during the time provided by the electoral law to campaign. However, the full electoral court rejected that decision and her proclamation as a deputy became firm. It is expected that at 6 p.m. all RM deputies will meet to discuss the issue of choosing their candidate for the presidency of the Assembly. Martinelli's favourite candidate for the presidency of the Assembly was his faithful friend Luis Eduardo Camacho. However, the elected representative of the 8-2 circuit, San Miguelito, announced on the 17th of June that he had made the decision to step aside and allow the group's caucus to elect a new candidate. He communicated this through his X account. And Jose Raul Molina, President of the Republic, when we get to the 1st of July, issued a new warning to the electric transmission company, ETESA, in relation to the mutual agreements in favour of its managers and executives. Quote, "Do not come to me with legality or self-gifts. That is immoral and abusive. That one who plays huevo vivo with people's money doesn't work." Molina's reaction comes shortly after the board of directors of ETESA, chaired by the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Jorge Riviera Staff, defended the compensation by mutual agreement that its general manager, Carlos Mosquera, will receive, deputy manager Oscar Rendol, and four other trusted officials. The board of directors alleged through a statement issued on Saturday last that its executives have the right to sign mutual agreements, as has been done in previous administrations, and in the same way receive the labour benefits that correspond to them by law, such as vacations, 13th month, seniority bonus, and the respective compensation prior endorsement by the Comptroller General of the Republic. But Molina, who last Friday publicly asked Comptroller Gerardo Solis not to endorse these compensations, reiterated this Monday his rejection of these disbursements. "I publicly reiterate to the current Comptroller of the Republic to refrain from endorsing these things. I will be the first defender of Panama's resources," the president-elect remarked on his account on the social network X. Milton Aon Wong was appointed as superintendent of banks of Panama by the elected president Jose Raul Molina. The position of superintendent of banks does not need to be ratified by the Credentials Commission of the National Assembly. The superintendency will have a board of directors and a superintendent appointed by the executive body. The appointment of the directors and the superintendent is not subject to the ratification of the legislative body established by Law 3 of 1987, establishing Article 7 of the Banking Law. The current superintendent of banks, Amoray Castillo, ends his term at the end of this year. According to the banking law, the new superintendent will begin his duties on the 1st of January after the start of the ordinary presidential period. Ayun Wong has extensive experience in the banking and insurance sector, as well as consulting. He has been a manager at Real Panameña de Seguros, general manager and deputy general manager of Banco Real, general manager at ABN Amaro Bank, and leading partner of markets and financial audit at KPMG. He is currently CEO and general manager of Credit Court Bank SA. And he was president, by the way, of the Banking Association of Panama, the Latin American Federation of Banks, and of the College of Authorized Public Accountants of Panama. One of the challenges that the new superintendent has is to accelerate the integrated digital payments ecosystem. An operation carried out by the public ministry and the national police dismantled a criminal network in San Miguelito that evicted people from their residences and then occupied them for the sale of drugs and other criminal activities. Operation Halcón, carried out by the Superior Prosecutor's Office, specialized in illicit association crimes, resulted in the arrest of 12 people, including a leader of the Baghdad San Antonio gang that carried out criminal activities such as robbery, kidnapping, homicides, and drug sales. Prosecutor Sofia Carreño explained that the investigation against this criminal network began in 2022, during which time a large amount of information was collected about its members and the work that they carried out within the gang. Carreño explained that during the 28 raids carried out, a residence was located whose owners were evicted by the gang. It was reported that at the time of the said raid, the house was occupied by minors and a certain amount of drugs was found. For his part, Deputy Commissioner Edgar Vargas of the Judicial Investigation Directorate, the DIJ, explained that this gang operated as a subsidiary of Baghdad, through which they maintained a presence in San Miguelito to dispute the sale of drugs to other criminal networks. Vargas explained that in 2024, a total of 12 anti-gang operations were carried out, in which 250 people were linked to various criminal activities being apprehended. Investigations indicate that the members of the gang carry out their criminal activities in various parts of the San Miguelito district, in some of which they have disputes with other gangs. According to the authorities, of the 36 homicides recorded until last May in the district of San Miguelito, 80% of them are related to territorial disputes between gangs. And the National Border Service Centerfront reported that two alleged members of a criminal group dedicated to assaulting migrants were injured after an exchange of gunfire in the province of Darien. According to the authorities, the incident occurred last Sunday, the 23rd of June, when a reconnaissance patrol managed to detect a group of armed people who responded with shots after being told to stop. The two arrested people were injured in the exchange of gunfire, one in the chest and the other in the leg. Commissioner Edgar Petit from Centrefront reported that in the action they seized firearms, ammunition, $6,439 in cash, 19 cell phones and clothing that are presumed to belong to irregular migrants crossing the Darien jungle coming from Colombia. The operation was carried out in response to a series of reports of robberies against migrants in the Turquesa River area, Petty stated. In the last 4 years, Panama has registered a notable increase in migrants through the Darien jungle, and this year, in 6 months, nearly 200,000 people have already crossed. The majority of these travellers are destined to reach the United States. Well, we were talking earlier on about the banks and getting them to up to date with technology. And last year, Apple Pay was enabled in Panama so that users could pay and make transactions from their phones and even smartwatches. And this week it was Google's turn. The Google Pay wallet was activated for users of Visa and MasterCard credit and debit cards from several local banks, such as General, BAC, Banesco, St. George's, Grupo Promerica, and Scotiabank, among others, that will update their services. Google Pay serves as a payment gateway through the incorporation of debit and credit cards in the application on the smartphone on devices with Android and Wear OS operating systems. Now, here's the step-by-step way to get it set up. First thing, Users should do is download Google Wallet on their smartphone from the Google Play Store. 2, add the card information to your Google account and store it securely on the Google Wallet platform. Google Pay has built-in security such as fraud alerts and encryption for online payments. It also allows you to choose the privacy settings. In the actual or in the wallet, the actual card numbers, well, they remain private. And if your device is lost or stolen, you can use the Find My Device feature to lock it, secure it with a new password, or erase all the information instantly. There we go. That's it. There's our look for this morning, our Wednesday morning look. Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama.